Mr. Basson, when you wash like a cotton in hot water, it always, what would happen to it?
It used to fit you up to the ankles, and then when you wash it, come about 4 inches above the ankle. Of course, you didn't worry about that too much. I mean, that just, then you had them socks.
What do you call high water?
Yeah, you used to call them high tide. And then you had a sock that would come in, old time sock. And the sock would come about right here, and you had to kind of roll it here because it was loose, you know, and roll it down and make it tight. Well, you know, but people didn't worry about that too much. It wasn't out of style because style didn't mean that much in the end.
Right.
So as long as you were clean and dressed neat, they didn't look too much for the style part of the style. They didn't worry about that.
But you might say every time you washed the shirt, it always...
Oh, definitely. It was at least 3 inches. 3 inches shorter than that did than the first time. That's why you hit the water straight the first time. You hate to see it going in that water. But I don't know, sometimes you had it washed in cold water like that. They washed and hang it out like quick. And it would stick kind of it's regular size. And if they fold and put it in and then sprinkle a little water on it to iron it the next day or something like that, then it would shrink.
Yeah. And they always press?
All the time, the kind of material they had in it. It's like denim today, not this type of denim. This is today. Look, a pair of pants I just cost $15. But a rare cover or overall, like I wear, say, I wash them 3 or 4 times before I wear them to make them get tight. They're not loose anymore. Make them tight.
Yeah. Now, when a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to
dress up.
Okay. And a guy, before going to a party, you spend a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Fixing you, getting rid of that you used to have that hair. It was like grease is today. I would imagine you slab a little bit of it on your head. Everybody combed their hair slick back, you know, shine with that grease. You couldn't stay in the sun too long, but you had a fried scalp. Well, you used to put that on there and fix your hair nice, you know. Everything was perfect. They used to have brilliantine. I think cosmetic companies still put it out. I'm sure you've heard of brilliantine. Well, that was the main thing to put in your hair. Two little jerks on a bottle of brilliantine, smell good and your hair would stay, you know, like a dance. I used to escort a girl when I was a young man. You didn't take a girl and leave with her. You sat on the porch in the old rocking chair. And you caught right there, you talk, and you sneak a kiss once in a while, and not let grandpa hear you or something like that, because you didn't take a girl out and bring her like today. They bring him back 3 days later. You know? Them times you caught, and believe me, it's such a shame, because when a girl got married in church in those days, he believed she was a virgin. There was no doubt about that, because if she wasn't, there was problems around the neighborhood. You'd hear about it, you know, it was a disgrace for a woman to go with a man not married. Of course, a lot of the old timers used to tell me, they shacked up a lot of times too, they threw their little sneaks. My grandma used to tell me that.
Yeah.
Pull the little sneaks once in a while.
Yeah.
But not as common as it is. Today you pick up a girl, you go shack up for a week somewhere, and you bring her back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll ask you about that later, but but more about what a woman would carry her coins in them.
Oh, yeah. They're what they call a coin purse.
Yeah.
You kind of, do this to open it. And then some of them got so they kind of squeak when they open it because it was hard to get a little rust got in there. So everybody had a coin purse. A little bitty thing, put a little pocket on it, a piece of leather with a top that would snap. You know, you've seen them, I'm sure.
Okay.
They snapped in it because, you didn't.
What would she wear around her wrist? She'd wear.
In jewelry, type of jewelry? Women, like my mom and all that, never wore jewelry. Their wedding band was the only thing that they wear there because jewelry was. You had to be rich to afford jewelry. Once in a while, you get one of them drummers come down here with some fake shells off the beach or something like that, and they'd wear that for 2-3 days to go to church, but they would get in the